It's 9:30 in the morning, the sun is bright, and about two dozen ladies from the Ennis Garden Club have hopped on a bus.
Good morning and welcome.
They're taking a tour of miles and miles of bluebonnet fields. These flower detectives are on a mission: spot as many blooms as possible.
Oh my gosh, look in the distance. Look straight ahead, up on the hill. Straight ahead through the trees.
The gently rolling hills are covered with thousands of budding bluebonnets, but they won't peak until Easter weekend. Nearby are longhorn cattle, horses, fences, hay bales, and ponds. Can it get any more Texas than this?
Look here on the right. Another little patch.
Sandy Anderson is leading the scouting trip. She's chairwoman of the Ennis Garden Club. Since 1951, the group has provided the flower power for the month-long Ennis Bluebonnet Trails. They drive the roads, scouting the best sites. They update maps and pass along tips to visitors. Naturally, Anderson can't get enough of the state flower.
I told my family the other day, I want to be buried in the bluebonnets, I want a bench beside my stone, and I want there to be a sign that says, don't mow.
Anderson declares the Ennis bluebonnets are the best in Texas. But of course she'd say that, right?
I may be biased, but it's the truth. Ladies, do we have the most beautiful bluebonnets in the state?
Yes!
The Ennis gardening grandmas take a break for lunch.
Okay, I think we're going to stop right here and let everybody off the bus.
Keep driving north on the bluebonnet trails and into the town of Palmer. There you'll find a big blue house with a huge field. This is where Doug Dickinson lives. Folks call him the Bluebonnet Man. He opens his front yard to thousands of tourists.
Makes me feel good. And to think that I am doing, I think, what the good Lord want me to do, is to share what I have with other people.
Visitors send him tokens of appreciation, a bottle of wine, pictures, and emails, like this one.
You're a blessed man as you allow us to share the beauty of God's creation on your property.
Notes like that keep him going.
You know, I'm 77 years old, and the good Lord has kept me here through three heart surgeries, staph infection, an aneurysm that almost killed me, and I said, there's got to be a reason.
Stop along the bluebonnet trails, and you'll run into hordes of families snapping photos in the flowers. There's one family with four generations. Jim Terry has brought his wife Rosa, who's holding their great-grandson, Ryan Oliver, who's 19 months old.
Say pretty.
See?
Pretty flower.
Along with them are Laura Oliver with her 7-year-old niece, Natalie Ball.
They're blue and they smell good. Kind of smell like lavender.
The winds are strong and the kids' attention spans are short, but they're going to do whatever it takes to get the perfect picture.
There you go. Put those boots up. Show me your boots. There you go.
And don't leave Natalie's special friend out of the shot, Sage, her American Girl doll.
Because she has a cowgirl dress and cowgirl boots, and she has a horse.
For Natalie's aunt Laura, the Ennis Bluebonnet Fields are a rite of spring.
Getting away from the city, getting away from everyday responsibilities and challenges, and just spending time together in a beautiful location.
It's not just about getting the perfect picture. It's about getting memories as vivid as the bluebonnets themselves. Eric Austin, KERA News.
Those Texas bluebonnets, how sweetly they grow. O'er all the white prairies, they're scattered like snow. They make all the meadows as blue as the skies, reminding me of my little darling's blue eyes. I wanted to ramble, so I started to roam. And I didn't think twice about leaving my home. But when I got to Texas, not far from Burnett, forget. Those Texas bluebonnets, how sweetly they grow. Or